Digital Assets, Turning Data into Compounding Personal Capital. Introduction, recounting what you actually own. If you were to draw up your own balance sheet tonight, what would you put on it? Most people would think of the balance in their bank account, one or two properties in the city where they live, or shares held in some company. These are certainly wealth, yet they share one characteristic: their ownership, liquidity, and appreciation are almost never fully under your control. Taxes, interest rates, policy, market sentiment, landlords, and employers all help decide what those assets will be worth tomorrow. Yet in the second decade of the 21st century, something invisible and intangible, but expanding at exponential speed, has quietly become the most underestimated form of wealth. It is not gold, not stocks, but the data and content you generate every day yet rarely manage with real intention. We call these things digital assets. A note jotted down at random, a video recorded, a script built, a client list accumulated, a methodology distilled, once correctly structured and published, any of these becomes an asset machine that keeps working while you sleep. What this article aims to do is not to hand you a side hustle checklist, but to take digital assets down to first principles so you can see clearly why digital assets are the fairest, most controllable, and most worthwhile capital form for ordinary people to hold for the long term in this era, and how to turn them into personal wealth that truly belongs to you through a compounding system. First principles, what is an asset? To understand digital assets, we must first return to the most basic question, what exactly is an asset? Accounting offers a standard definition. An asset is a resource arising from past transactions or events, owned or controlled by an enterprise, and expected to bring economic benefits to that enterprise. Swap the subject from enterprise to individual and the definition still holds. Anything you own or control, and expect to bring you benefits in the future, is an asset. Notice the two keywords. The first is own or control. If you only use something temporarily and it can be taken back at any moment, it is closer to a liability or a consumable than an asset. The second is expected to bring benefits. The benefit can be direct money, or it can be indirect opportunity, trust, influence, and optionality. A hammer used only when moving house is hard to call an asset, but a knowledge framework you call upon repeatedly and that saves you enormous time is an asset. Pushing one layer deeper from this definition, we find a long overlooked fact. In the agricultural age, assets were land and livestock. In the industrial age, assets were machines, factories, and capital. In the information age, the core form of assets is migrating onto bits. The advantage of bits is that they are barely constrained by physical laws. This leads to the true power of digital assets. The boundary between assets and liabilities. Many people mistake a purchase for accumulating an asset. Buying a course, if forgotten after viewing, is consumption. Only when it is turned into reusable notes that keep generating value does it become an asset. Likewise, buying a powerful computer, if used only for entertainment, is feeding a liability. If used to produce content, it becomes a means of production. Whether something is an asset or a liability is not judged by price, but by whether it puts money into your pocket or takes it out in the future. The leverage of digitization. Traditional assets are constrained by physics. One plot of land cannot grow two seasons of rice at once, and one shop can only serve one batch of customers at a time. But once a digital asset is created, it can be used by an unlimited number of people simultaneously. The marginal cost for the first reader of a tutorial you wrote and the 100,000th reader is nearly zero. This property of build once, distribute infinitely is the fundamental leverage that distinguishes digital assets from all physical assets. Four essential features of digital assets. When we speak of digital assets, we do not mean every file on a hard drive, but data and content that possess the following four features. Understand these four features, and you can tell at a glance whether what you hold is really an asset. 1. Marginal cost approaches zero. For every extra physical good sold, extra material, storage, and logistics cost must be paid. The cost of copying and transmitting digital goods is negligible. This means the gross margin structure of digital assets is naturally close to 100%. The larger the scale, the higher the per unit return. What you pay is mainly a one-time creation cost, and almost every later distribution is pure profit. 2. Infinitely copyable and distributable. A video, a long article, a piece of code can be forwarded to any corner of the world and will not wear out from being used by more people. Traditional assets are consumed, digital assets gain greater network effects through being used. The more people use them, the more citations, derivatives, and feedback they generate, which in turn amplifies the value of the asset itself. 3. Composable and programmable. Digital assets are not isolated islands. One dataset can be plugged into another model, one study can cite another article, one script can call another interface. Like Lego bricks, they can be recombined and recreated into new assets that did not previously exist. This programmable, composable property makes the appreciation paths of digital assets far richer than those of physical assets. 4. Capable of compounding. This is the most important point. Physical assets depreciate, cars age, equipment is phased out. But high-quality digital assets appreciate over time, your account's voice grows, your content library thickens, your methodology refines, your connection network densifies. Every new work does not start from zero, but stands on top of all previous works. This is compounding. Digital assets are the only form of capital through which ordinary people can also consistently enjoy compounding. 6 Forms of personal digital assets. Digital assets are not an abstract concept. They land in your life and work as 6 manageable forms. You need not do all 6, but understanding the whole picture lets you find the entry point that fits you best. 1. Knowledge assets. The thinking frameworks you have repeatedly validated, the pitfalls you have hit, the templates you have summarized, all are knowledge assets. Invisible, yet the most valuable. A decision checklist you have written down can be called directly next time you face a similar problem, and the time and trial and error cost saved is the return. The key to knowledge assets is externalizing the tacit knowledge in your head into searchable, teachable explicit documents. 2. Content assets. Articles, videos, podcasts, illustrated notes, any public work that consistently attracts attention is a content asset. The return of content assets comes from traffic, trust, and opportunity. Its defining trait is the snowball, ignored early on, but as long as you keep publishing, algorithms and word of mouth push you to more and more people, and the account itself becomes a monetizable asset. 3. Data assets. The consumption, health, reading, transaction, and personal project data you record over time, once cleaned and structured, become a dataset uniquely yours that no one else has. Such assets are especially scarce today, because platforms hold massive data yet rarely open it to individuals. Whoever assetizes personal data first holds the trump card of personalized service and autonomous decision-making. 4. Relationship assets. The trust network you maintain, the partners you have collaborated with, the influence you have accumulated, these are relationship assets. They usually exist as private communities, groups, and contact lists. Hard to copy, yet able to bring opportunity, resources, and endorsement at critical moments. The principle of managing relationship assets is long-termism: give first, ask later, be reliable first, monetize later. 5. Code and tool assets. The scripts you write, the automation flows you build, the internal small tools you develop are code assets. They directly save you time and carry repetitive labor. A script that auto-organizes your reports every day saves far more work hours in a year than its development cost. Code assets are the most typical representative of programmable compounding. 6. Brand assets. Your professional reputation in a domain, your personal label and recognizability are brand assets. When others think of you first when encountering a certain type of problem, you gain pricing power. Brand assets are the end state form after the long-term stacking of the previous 5 assets, and the most stable and hardest to take away. A system framework for building digital assets. Having understood the forms, the next step is action. Turning data into assets cannot rely on inspiration. It needs a repeatable system. The four steps below form a minimal viable closed loop of asset production. Step 1, capture and record. The raw material of assets comes from daily life. Build the habit of recording at hand, a line of inspiring text you read, a question worth digging into, a pitfall worth noting, write them all immediately into a unified inbox. Do not wait for the so-called free time to organize, because that day never comes. The only standard at the capture stage is high fidelity and low friction, bring it in first, process later. Step 2, structure and package. Raw notes are not assets, they only count after being structured. Regularly turn the fragments in your inbox into finished products with titles, arguments, and examples, a note, a template, a piece of code, a checklist. The essence of structuring is to lower others' comprehension cost and also your future retrieval cost. Well-packaged content is the reusable asset unit. Step 3, publish and distribute. Assets hidden in a hard drive do not appreciate. Publish them to public or semi-public platforms so the works are seen, cited, and given feedback. Publishing is not the end, but the starting point where assets begin to generate network effects. Choose one or two home grounds you are willing to operate long-term and output steadily. That matters more than scattering widely. Step 4, compound and iterate. A single work has limited value. Persistent iteration has unlimited value. Feed every piece of feedback and every new dataset back into existing assets, letting old works keep growing new versions. An article today can expand into a course tomorrow and shrink into a script the day after. Compounding happens in connection and recreation, not in one-time output. Digital assets versus traditional assets. Many people are used to viewing digital assets through the lens of property and savings, and as a result either overestimate their short-term return or underestimate their long-term value. Putting the two side by side helps you build the right expectations. Traditional assets are heavy, slow, and constrained by physics and institutions. They need large startup capital, and their return is linear and often siphoned off by external forces. Digital assets are light, fast, with marginal cost near zero. They need almost no capital to start. Their return follows a compounding curve, and ownership stays firmly in your own hands. Of course, digital assets also have weaknesses. They require sustained attention and show almost no cash return early on. Treat them like planting a tree, not trading stocks, and the mindset is right. Three common mistakes in managing digital assets. Mistake 1, pursuing perfection before publishing. Many get stuck wanting to polish a work to flawlessness and end up never publishing. The value of an asset lies in circulation. A half-finished piece sent out to gain feedback far outweighs a perfect draft left in the drawer. Mistake 2, treating the platform as the asset. Tens of thousands of followers you accumulate on a platform belong to the platform. A rule change can zero them out. The assets that truly belong to you are the email list, personal website, and own content library you can take away anytime. Always keep a backup outside the platform. Mistake 3, only accumulating, not connecting. Isolated content is dead capital. Let different works cite each other, let data interlink, let relationships endorse each other. Only when assets connect does the overall value amplify exponentially. Managing assets is essentially managing connections. Conclusion: start accumulating your digital capital today. Digital assets are not a recipe for getting rich overnight. They are a foundational way of seeing time and labor. Everything you do should leave a reusable trace. Every knowledge you learn should settle into compounding capital. When others spend their after-work time in endless scrolling, you deposit it into your own asset system, and a decade later the gap between the two will not be linear but exponential. Do not wait until you are ready to begin. Tonight, set up an inbox and note the one thing most worth remembering today. This week, publish your first work, even if it is only 100 words. The first brick of an asset is always that smallest yet truly happening action. Compounding does not favor the smart, It favors those who start early and persist long.